Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Facebook Inc. has bought 10% stake in Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Jio for ₹43,574 crore, making it the largest minority shareholder in Jio Platforms Limited. As part of the deal, Facebook's messaging platform WhatsApp will collaborate with Ambani's e-commerce venture JioMart to help people connect with small businesses. Facebook would like to help people and businesses in India create new opportunities with its partnership with Jio, Zuckerberg said. Reliance Industries Chairman Mukesh Ambani termed the deal as a milestone in the Modi government's Digital India initiative. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to disrupt global economies, firms across the world have stopped fresh hiring. Tech giant Microsoft has reduced job openings to nearly half in just the past 3 weeks. On March 22, 2020, Microsoft listed about 5,580 openings. By April 20, that number sunk to 3,028, a 46% drop in hiring activity. LinkedIn has seen an even more stark drop in hiring. On March 1, 2020, LinkedIn listed 510 openings. As of this week, LinkedIn shows only 2 openings for its entire business. Confederation of Indian Industry on Tuesday suggested the government to allow select activities even in the hotspots other than the containment zones. The activities should be restricted only in the demarcated zones of the containment zones, CII said. The industry body also sought clarity on the zones and how to operate within them. The central government recently released a list of economic activities that will be permitted after April 20th. Mylar Grow, a leading consumer robotics manufacturer in India, will test AI-powered robots IMAP 9 and humanoid ELF in the COVID-19 ward at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi. These robots will sanitize the ward. Manufactured in India, IMAP 9 is a floor disinfecting robot that can navigate and sanitize the floors without any human intervention. Gautam Budh Nagar district authorities have sealed the border between Delhi and Noida with certain exemptions to check the spread of coronavirus in the district. The directive has been put into effect immediately. Violators will face punitive action under Sections 51 and 60 of National Disaster Management Act and Section 188 of Indian Penal Code. Amid nationwide lockdown, Chinese technology company Huawei Telecommunications India has announced the appointment of David Li as the Chief Executive Officer of its India operations. Li will succeed Jay Chen, who moves on to take up a leadership role within Huawei Asia Pacific region. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye.